This is Radio Nepal. I am S.N. Srestha with the news, the headlines first. President Ramchandra Porwal calls on government to prioritize efforts centered on supporting underprivileged people. Civil Aviation Authority of Nepal and the stakeholders reach 5 points agreement to check airfare to address rising airfare concerns. Civil Aviation Minister Badri Prasad Pandey says efforts are underway to establish regular international flights at Pokhara International Airport. 3 international airlines operating flights at Gautam Buddha International Airport today, and at least 25 people killed in bomb explosion in Pakistan's Quetta railway station. Now the news in detail. President Ramchandra Porwal has called on the government to prioritize efforts centered on supporting underprivileged people. Speaking at an event marking the 110th birth anniversary of the late leader Ganesh Man Singh, President Porwal called for strong collaboration between the government and political parties to drive the country's socio-economic and cultural development. The president also urged the public to honor the pivotal role that the late leader Singh played in Nepal's democratic movements and achievements. The Civil Aviation Authority of Nepal, CAN, and relevant stakeholders have reached a 5-point agreement to address rising airfare concerns. During a meeting held today, CAN and the stakeholders agreed to maintain prescribed airfares and ensure that tickets are available in a convenient and accessible manner. This agreement comes in response to complaints about increased airfares following the closure of Trivandrum International Airport for 10 hours daily due to its ongoing upgrade. The meeting, which included representatives from various ministries and national and international airline companies, also decided to ensure accessible air transportation while securing ticket availability. Additionally, the meeting resolved to revoke the exclusive rights previously granted to travel agencies for selling airline tickets. Moving forward, travel agencies will be allowed to sell only a limited number of tickets. Minister of Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation Badri Prasad Pandey has highlighted sports tourism as a potential avenue to enhance Nepal-China relations and accelerate development. Inaugurating the cross-country relay organized by Pokhara Metropolitan City, the Chinese Embassy and the Himalayan Tourism Forum in Pokhara today, Minister Pandey announced the government's plans to celebrate 2025 as Nepal-China Tourism Year, aiming to boost tourism exchange between the two countries. He added that efforts are underway to establish regular international flights at Pokhara International Airport and streamline operations at the Korala border point. Chinese ambassador to Nepal, Chun Song, noted that joint sports events featuring Nepali and Chinese athletes have been held across several Nepali cities over the past 2 years to bolster bilateral ties. 3 international airlines are operating flights at Gautam Buddha International Airport in Bhairava today. Jazeera Airways landed with 171 passengers and will continue to operate 3 flights per week on Tuesdays, Thursdays and Saturdays. According to Pratap Babu Tiwari, the general manager of GBIA, Fly Dubai will run daily flights to the airport, while Nepal Airlines, the national carrier, will conduct 3 weekly flights to and from Dubai on Sundays, Mondays and Tuesdays. Thai Asia Airlines has already launched its service at the airport. Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Urban Development Prakash Man Singh has described his participation in the World Urban Forum in Egypt as instrumental in highlighting Nepal's urbanization challenges on the global stage. Speaking to media upon his return at Trivandrum International Airport, Deputy Prime Minister Singh claimed that his participation fostered international cooperation on Nepal's urban development initiatives. He noted that the forum provided a platform to showcase Nepal's progress while addressing the challenges faced in urbanization efforts. The CPN-UML Secretariat meeting has instructed its leaders and cadre to concentrate efforts on the upcoming by-elections. The meeting held today at the UML Central Office in Chasal decided to approve candidates for the upcoming by-election recommended by provincial committees. Talking to the media persons, CPN-UML Deputy General Secretary Pradeep Gyamali noted that the meeting also discussed Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli's upcoming visit to China, advising the government to prioritize national interests in foreign policy decisions. The by-elections are scheduled to take place on the 1st of December in 44 local levels. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
सादा खाना 100 रुपैया मटन खाना 200 रुपैया ओए मोबाइल को डाटा पनि हामीले चलाको मेनु अनुसार महँगो र सस्तो पर्नु पर्ने होइन र
हुन्छ नि मित्र फेसबुक ट्विटर इन्स्टाग्राम भाइबर व्हाट्सएप जस्ता सामाजिक सञ्जालहरू मात्रै चलाउने हो भने नेपाल टेलिकममा असाध्यै सस्तो मूल्यमा सोशियल मिडिया डाटा प्याक पाइन्छ त्यही लिने मजाले चलाउने
स्टार 1415 हैश डायल गर्नुहोस् नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको सञ्चार
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. Minister of Forests and Environment Ain Bahadur Shahi Thakuri has departed for Azerbaijan to attend the UN Climate Conference COP29 set to take place in Baku from November 11th to 22nd. The Forests and Environment Ministry has prepared a position paper highlighting the impact of climate change on Nepal, prioritizing mountain issues, loss and damage, and climate finance. Nepal's delegation to COP29 will be led by President Ramchandra Pardal, who is scheduled to address the high-level inaugural session attended by global leaders. Additionally, President Pardal will conduct a separate high-level session on November 13. Minister for Communication and Information Technology Prithvi Subbagurung has stressed the need for preserving local languages and cultures. Speaking at the 12th National Convention of the Tamil Students Association in Damauli, Tonahu, Minister Gurung urged parents to communicate with their children in their mother tongue at home to support language preservation. He affirmed the government's commitment to protecting and promoting the languages of all castes and communities across the country. CPN Maoist Center Chairperson Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda says his party will initiate a Mechi Mahakali campaign calling for directly elected presidential system in the country. Addressing the second municipal conference of the Young Communist League of Thaha Municipality of Makwanpur today, Leader Dahal argued that the directly elected presidential system is required in Nepal to ensure political stability. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news update. At least 25 people have been killed and more than 40 wounded in a bombing at a crowded railway station in Pakistan's Balochistan province. According to Al Jazeera, the explosion on Saturday happened as nearly 100 passengers waited on a platform at about 8:45 a.m. local time in Quetta, the capital of Balochistan, for a train to Peshawar. Senior Superintendent of Police Muhammad Baloch said 14 soldiers were among the dead, 5 civilians and 6 railway employees were also killed in the explosion. The Balochistan Liberation Army, a separatist militant group, has claimed responsibility for the attack, saying in a statement that a suicide bomber targeted troops present at the railway station. Former U.S. House of Representatives Speaker Nancy Pelosi has claimed that Democrats might have fared better in Tuesday's election if President Joe Biden had exited the race sooner. The BBC cited leader Pelosi as saying the anticipation was that if the president were to step aside, that there would be an open primary and the election results could have been different. Her remarks are the latest finger-pointing from the Democrats after the party lost hold of the White House and potentially both chambers of Congress. Now, sports update. The UAE has defeated Nepal in the ongoing ICC Under-19 Women's T20 World Cup Asia qualifier played in the UAE today. Nepal lost to the UAE by 13 runs, chasing the 123 runs posted by UAE. Nepal was limited to 109 runs, losing 5 wickets in 20 overs. Nepal will play with Thailand tomorrow. Among four teams, the one to appear top will be qualified for the World Cup being held in Malaysia next year. Now, the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in the hilly areas and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the country. Light rain is likely to occur at one or two places of the hilly regions of Kochi Province and Gandaki Province. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. President Ramchandra Portal calls on government to prioritize efforts centered on supporting underprivileged people. Civil Aviation Authority of Nepal and stakeholders reached 5 points agreement to check airfare to address rising airfare concerns. Civil Aviation Minister Badri Prasad Pandey says efforts are underway to establish regular international flights at Pokhara International Airport, 3 international airlines operating flights at Gautam Buddha International Airport today, and at least 25 people killed in bomb explosion in Pakistan's Quetta railway station. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.